This is the Freeman Podcasting Network, bringing a Judeo-Christian voice into the world of internet podcasting. We provide a fresh look at culture, history, and current events, all laced with biblical insight. My name is Mark Weaver. Visit our website at freemanpodcasting.net to learn about who we are and what we do. Your narrator for this podcast is Melissa Gresham. Have a great day.
Lake Hollingsworth Junkie by Melissa Gresham.
Let's go run, my father-in-law will say. My eyes light up as my heart races. I get so excited. Excited that in just a few minutes I will be outside in the fresh air, surrounded by people and nature, doing one of my most favorite things in the world. Exercising. I'm coming! Just let me grab my shoes! I mutter from the back of the house. He waits for me while I gather my towel, my MP3 player, and throw on one of my favorite ragged t-shirts. We fly off down the street, windows down, our hair blowing wildly in the wind, headed towards our favorite place, jamming to our energizing, inspirational music on full blast. Our God is an awesome God, He reigns from heaven above, we sing as we look at each other and smile. Smiling because we are excited about what lies ahead. Lake Hollingsworth is our refuge, our secret place. The only place in the world that relieves our stress and eliminates our worries. We drive into the parking lot and begin our journey. Even though we jog together, I am focused on the journey alone. I want to be myself. I want to find myself. I want to experience life and everything it has to offer out here on the track. I notice things when I'm jogging. I pay attention to detail and analyze everything I see. Try to make sense of it all. Take note of the different types of people and look at them, study them, and classify them into groups. I notice the typical runner, average build, medium height, medium weight, just trying to stay fit, to stay healthy, like me. You also have your grandma-grandpa-like exercise fanatics, quick in their strides, but sagging and bagging, jiggling and wiggling, wrinkly and tanned to perfection, wearing summery pink shirts and looking rich and wealthy with their keds and visors. Then there are the typical hardcore runners, anorexic or toned to a T, picturesque-like runners that run religiously and avidly every day, without missing a day. They have their sweatbands and MP3 players, their professional running shorts and running shoes, their water bottles and towels to fit their attire. Their minds and thoughts are headstrong and focused on the track, constantly, for that one half hour of the day. Faithful mommies with their strollers are seen running or walking around the lake trying to work off that extra baby fat from the pregnancy. They're devoted exercisers, too. They walk hard and fast, pushing their strollers, maybe walking their dogs, too. The bikers are always out at the lake, pedaling hard against the wind in their outfits, sleek and pasted onto their skin, riding with their helmets on and their sporty sunglasses that reflect the sun. They're professionals, these guys. There will always be the overweight ones, too. Die-hard exercisers, old and young, who can't get the weight off or can't keep it off. They're faithful in their workouts, but they just can't seem to lose a pound. There's the group of teenagers consisting of mostly girls who are dressed in their tube tops and booty shorts, walking proudly with their group of friends, intertwined and tangled up in their boyfriends, their minds fixed on love. They're not really there for exercise. Let's not forget the guy who walks around the lake with his lone cigar, putting off horrible smells and checking out the ladies, thinking he's cool. He doesn't notice the people who gag from the awful smell when they run by him, the same people who gag at the potent, overused proportion of perfume that the plastic Malibu Barbie doll figure-like girl is wearing. She's not really there for exercise either, but there to look good and watch the guys ogle her goodies. Maybe not aware of it, but quite aware of what she's wearing and how she looks. I think about these things when I'm running. I run to my music or with Dad, enjoying myself, but classifying these Lake Hollingsworth veterans in my head. I watch them, study their every move, watch their every action, trying to get into their brains. I love the lake. I love when the sun sets. I love watching the jet skier skiing so gracefully under the scorching sun, the water so glamorous and glittering, so beautiful. I love watching them as I run. I wish I were them. Wish I had a jet ski. Wish I were tan and skinny model like those beach junkies on MTV and VH1. That's a long shot, though. A fantasy. Everyone always wants the perfect body, the perfect tan, the perfect life, the perfect mate. These are the things I think about while I'm running. I have the perfect mate and the rest I don't need. I just want to stay in shape, like the first soul I mentioned. So that's what I do. I get out there on the track and I jam to my music or enjoy a rich conversation with my father-in-law. I enjoy the breeze and the sound of the birds chirping and the kids playing. I watch the people and I try to make some sense of them all. But I never do. That's the joy of the mysteriousness of it all. Always wondering, always thinking, always imagining and creating and dreaming about anything you want to. Hoping that one day you'll make sense of it all. After we pass the finish line, Dad'll say, I feel like $1,000,000! Woo, me too! You wore me out, I say back to him as I catch my breath. No, you wore me out, he'd say back. You've doubled your speed! We go back and forth like this for several minutes until we finally calm down and catch our breath. We both feel great and head towards the car and drive away, only to be back tomorrow for another journey.
Thanks for listening, and please visit us at freemanpodcasting.net.